in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. The streak has been seriously weakened by a stray meteorite that passed right through her hull. So while the Taurus streaks far ahead of them for distant Saturn, Rocky, Di, and Mitch have had to reduce speed and clamber out on the hull to make repairs. As they work, there is a sudden explosion. Through the intercom, Di reports that one of her oxy-cylinders has burst and blown her away into space. Then the radio goes dead. Hurrying to the airlock, Rocky makes his way inside the ship. Mitch follows and finds him on the control deck, swinging the direction aerial of the visi-screen.
What are you doing, Rocky?
Before long, she'll be out of sight, Mitch. I'm going to get a bearing on the screen.
Well, you're not going to try and follow her in the streak.
Well, not if you say the vibration from the deflector blast had split it in two.
But it would, Rocky.
But are you sure?
Oh, giggling grasshoppers. Do you think I wouldn't take a chance with the old crate for Di's sake if I thought it'd help her?
Ah, there she is. I've got her on the screen.
Poor kid. Hey, couldn't we blast after her with ray guns or something?
Bearing 193. 193, I'll note that. No, she's too far, Mitch. You'd reach her, but it'd take so much power getting that far, there wouldn't be enough left to blast you back.
We better get that repair done, but fast.
Yes. This has given me a bearing that we can follow to find her. Come on, Mitch. We've got to work faster than we ever have before.
Hurrying to the airlock, the space-suited men frantically work the mechanism and let themselves out into space again. Booster jets propel them to the damaged section of the hull, and they're clinging like flies with magnetic shoes, searing with the heat rays, welding, frantically welding.
How's it going on your edge, Mitch?
Fair enough, Rocky. The heat's buckling the plating.
We've got no time for fancy workmanship now.
No, I'll belt it down.
Okay.
That poor kid, when I think of her floating way out into nothing like that.
Well, then don't think. Just keep working.
I am working. You don't think I'd stop to talk when Di needs help, do you? Not knowing whether we'll find her. Come on, weld, you useless hunk of tin can. Weld.
Hey, I wonder how much oxygen that she's got left.
Oxygen? Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. You don't think she'd be out of oxygen, do you?
Well, it depends on how much was left in the tank that didn't explode.
But she's got to have oxygen. Di couldn't be in a spot like that. Well, you son of a sardine can, well!
Working feverishly, the heat searing from the pistols in their gloved hands, Rocky and Mitch strain to get the job done. Slowly, the great repair is welded together. Then at last it's done, and they're blasting themselves back to the airlock, stripping the spacesuits off. They hurry to the control deck again. Rocky bends anxiously over the telescreen, but the tiny speck that was Di cannot be seen.
Lost her. She's not there, Rocky.
Oh, she's out there somewhere, Mitch. She's out of range, that's all.
That's all?
Bearing 193. Watch it. I'm changing course.
Get cracking, Rocky. Don't worry about me.
Firing deflector rockets.
Only hope that patch we've made stands up to the strain.
All right, watch the warning lights. Tell me if you see the faintest flicker.
Righto, Rock.
193. She should be on this course somewhere.
She's just got to be on this course.
How's the ship taking it?
There's no warning so far. Hull seems okay.
At least that's something. Swing that aerial and cover every bit of space ahead of us.
Right.
If we can get her on the telescreens, we'll find her, Mitch. We've got to get her on that screen.
The streak swings onto her new course, her radar beam probing space, while Mitch and Rocky do everything in their power to find some evidence which will lead them to Di. Meanwhile, Taurus, the ship they're supposed to find, is rushing ever nearer Saturn. On her control deck, immersed in a confusion of electrical equipment, Paul is working.
Paul, I wondered where you had gone. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do something with this radio. I found a loose wire that caused a short circuit.
But the valves are blown.
About half of them, as far as I can tell.
Then what do you hope to do with it?
I'm not sure I can do anything yet, Ivan. But I've got an idea that may be worth trying.
What's that?
Well, at the moment, we can't send messages and we can't receive any. Both parts of the equipment are done. But I might be able to get enough bits out of this lot to fix one or the other.
I did not realize you knew anything of radio.
That was a hobby of mine when I was a kid. I mightn't get anywhere, but it's worth trying, don't you think?
Which will you repair? The transmitter?
Looks like I only have the stuff for the receiving end.
Oh, I hope for the moment we might be able to send a message if you succeeded.
Well, at least we may be able to hear if anyone's looking for us. But don't rely on it yet. I'm not promising anything.
Leave it off for a moment and come over here to the magnifier screen. I want to show you something.
All right.
I will switch on the image. There. That is what our telescope is picking up ahead of us.
Saturn. It looks so huge and close. The rings around it. Why, there are moons. There are lots of them in the rings.
We are drawing very close, Paul.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And who knows what we might find there.
But Saturn itself is mainly gas, isn't it?
And rent by terrible storms. But there are satellites we can see, Paul. Many worlds.
Yeah, many worlds. Out here in space for millions of years, never visited by man. Until now. I wonder what we'll find there. I wonder.
Paul stands gazing at the unexplored mysteries on the screen with fascinated eyes. But far away across space, two men gaze at another screen, and there is hopelessness in their gaze.
It's no good, Rocky. There's not a sign of her. Screen doesn't show a thing.
Oh, Mitch, we've got to find her somehow.
I can't figure why the radar hasn't picked her up.
While we were repairing the street, we must have drifted further beyond her course than I allowed for. Yeah, she's out there somewhere, beyond the range of our radar.
Beyond the... You mean it right out of range?
Oh, Mitch, it just must be this. It must be that, or we'd have picked her up.
And to think the radar boys were all set to fit a super radar to this tub, and we had to leave in too much of a hurry to wait for it.
Yeah, I know. Don't bring that up.
Now, what
listen,
are we gonna
Mitch,
do?
I'm going to risk changing course again. I'm afraid of losing her completely, but... Well, I'll just have to do it.
If only there was something to go on, instead of just endless nothing...
Well, according to my course calculations, she must be somewhere in that area over there. That is, if I'm right.
Oh, look, if we hadn't have been such a rush, if we'd only waited for that radar...
Yeah, I know.
Rocky!
Hey, what?
Wait a minute, I've got an idea.
Yeah, what?
Well, remember when her radio went dead?
Yeah.
We couldn't hear a voice, so we thought the whole thing was jinxed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, I just remembered. The carrier wave was still sending. We got the hum, remember?
The carrier wave?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see
how... Well, look, it's probably still sending. Now, if we can pick up that wave, we can use it as a direction beam to lead us to her. You get it?
Well, I don't know.
Look, the wave is still going, right? The carrier wave is still on.
Listen, what can we pick it up with? There's nothing.
Well, we'll just have to make something.
Make something? Oh, Mitch, I don't see...
Look, I'm trying to work it out, Rocky. Take it easy. Now look,
mm-hmm.
Take a sonic circuit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Pass it through an electromagnetic field.
Yeah, all right.
Now then we get some extra rectifiers.
Yeah.
Use double transformer output. You following me all right?
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll show it to you again.
Yeah.
You take a sonic circuit there, right?
Yeah, right, okay.
Now we pass it through an electromagnetic field like
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Get some extra rectifiers.
Yeah.
Just put them there, 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 and there.
Yeah.
Use double transformer output.
Yeah.
Now, Rocky, I think I might do it.
Huh. What, Mitch?
I'm going to take the microwave set apart and make a detector beam out of it. Now, if that intercom's still switched on, we might just pick it up.
Working feverishly, he cuts away wiring. Ruthlessly, he tears out electronic parts. At times, it seems the job is being done at tremendous speed. At others, when Mitch is laboriously tracing the wires he wants through the tangled maze, it seems he'll never finish at all. And then Mitch checks the last connection and says tensely,
"This is it, Rocky boy.
Good.
It'll probably blow all the valves if we have it on too long, but we'll have to chance that.
Huh?
You're right. Throw the switch, will you?
This one?
Yeah.
Right.
It looks pretty makeshift, but it should be powerful enough to go a long way.
I hope so.
This is the sending aerial here. I'm going to swing it slowly in a circle to cover where we think Di is.
Right.
I want you to watch that dial, Rocky.
This one?
Yeah.
What do I watch for?
It's the slightest flick of the needle.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Did you see anything?
No, not a flicker.
You still nothing?
Mm-mm, no.
Well, if there's anything out there, we should have picked it up.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch, maybe her radio isn't sending.
Oh, Rocky, it's gotta be. If that radio's jinxed, so is Di. We're gonna try more over this way.
Okay.
Anything?
No, Mitch.
Still nothing?
No. Wait.
Huh?
Wait a minute. The needle moved. Yeah, yes. Keep it pointing there. No, back a bit.
Yeah?
Right there.
Hey, we're picking up current.
Yeah, it was a definite movement.
I'll switch it through the speaker. There it is, Rocky. We got something. Whether it's die or not, I don't know, but let's get cracking and find out.
Rocky listens to the thin peep of sound mixed with the continuous radio signals transmitted from the stars, then jumps for the controls. Will it really lead them to die? And if it does, will she be alive? There is exciting action ahead, so don't miss the next gripping chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.